Traditionally, emergency department psychiatry worked on a triage and refer model, evaluate patients and move them quickly out of the emergency setting. Now some psychiatric patients can experience the first stages of a longer-term recovery there, although not without some adjustments. The emergency department is the gateway to care, says emergency psychiatrist Anthony Ng of Arcadia Health System in Bangor, Maine, in an interview at APA's Institute on Psychiatric Services in New York. The emergency department is where patients will get their first impression of psychiatry, so even if they're not ready to accept treatment, the evaluating psychiatrist can prepare them for that moment.
My name is Dr. Anthony Ng. I'm the Chief Medical Officer at Acadia Hospital. The recovery model of care has been building a lot of movements over time in community psychiatry. However, its emphasis in emergency psychiatry has somewhat been overshadowed by the work that people do in crisis setting, because oftentimes in a crisis situation, when a patient shows up, there's time essence, there's the urgency of the issue, which kind of seemed to overshadow some of the work that recovery model could be doing. However, I think recovery model has an extremely important place in an emergency psychiatric setting. When a patient's in crisis, this could be the potential point where a patient can't see future, see the future and how to get care. For example, when in crisis, if you have a good relationship and good experience, where the experience was empowering, it doesn't take away their rights, their dignity, and give them hope, they can probably take that with them as they go on with the care, whether it's a hospital or outpatient center services. However, if the experience in crisis was negative, it demeans them, it take away their rights, no matter what you do afterwards, you basically would be repairing the damage that was done at the initial point of encounter. So that's why recovery model has a great role in the emergency psychiatric setting. Now, of course, the challenge is hard to implement for a variety of reasons, because, like I said, it's the urgency of the situation where people are constantly trying to have short time span to do work with someone who's in crisis. There's also different treatment paradigms between the discipline in psychiatry, how to work with a patient, as well as the different treatment approach between emergency physicians and emergency psychiatrists. The operational concerns that could come into play, such as, the importance in the ED is really to take care of patients but move them through fast so they don't have a long length of stay in ED. And sometimes when you ask them, when you want to implement something like a recovery model where people may perceive that you take more time, then actually may end up kind of wanting not to do that kind of model in the emergency room. There's also administration buy-in. The administrators need to be on top of it, and they say, hey, this is a good model. This is why it helps patients, because it will decrease the length of stay overall and actually decrease the return to the ED. So I think those are certainly factors that present challenges for us. At the same time, present a lot of opportunities. We can develop more research. It gives us a new, innovative way of looking at how to work with patients, be more patient-centered, could do such things as having peers in the emergency department to work with patients and empowering the patient. We can also work with outpatient clinics doing pre-crisis planning, such as like talking to a patient at the time before they decompensate and before they get sick, and say, hey, now you are able to do this. You're not sick yet, but what would you do if you get sick? Have them come up with a list of crisis plan they can implement themselves and let them own the situation. And through all this, it can actually give patient more control over their lives, including when they're in trouble. And certainly having all this stuff would certainly decrease the use of restraints, decrease the use of voluntary medication or hospitalizations.
So engaging patients in the emergency department long enough to figure out what they really want and need may reveal that alternatives like day hospitals, crisis teams, or even phone calls may help them recover and cut unnecessary emergency room usage.